Runner, killer, eater, cook. As soon as I slice through the plastic film and grasp the fleshy chicken breast with my fingers, I begin to feel the awe. The chicken appears to me as I rinse the meat under running water, and I find myself handling its flesh with growing tenderness, as if in remembrance. All this creature's warmth will go into me and into my family and into our flesh and blood. The machines in between, the slaughter belt, the forklift trucks, the refrigerator, will stay cold and emptied. In my mind I meet the eye of the chicken. Thank you for giving us this day. The hen, a beautiful being scratching with her chicks, teaching them their meat. I wish her retrospectively a semblance of a chance of running before a pair of warm hands wring her neck or her head is chopped off by an individual with a hatchet. In this moment I remember Jimmy from Madeira. A chicken killer. He sat next to me on the intercity to Preston, and spent some 50 miles out of London devouring a small bag of fruit, neatly peeling apples and oranges with his penknife. When he finished, he spoke to me. He said he was a chicken killer. He could manage 500 birds on a Saturday morning before lunch, hooking them onto a moving belt for mechanical slaughter. Such a likable man. I was reeling in horror. He was straight out but tinged with feeling, and I'm patting these fillets dry to roll them in seasoned flour.